The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Way out of this mess, we must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this Wednesday, 25 January 2017. And talking about our little sanctuary problem right down here in Texas. And oh, by the way, Houston is a big sanctuary city. And I do believe, even though may not be officially declared, so is Dallas. Enough. Enough. According to Vocative, who the hell is Vocative? The Travis County Police Department receives $1.8 million in annual grants from the state of Texas. That said, at roughly 1% of their overall police budget, we suspect the funding shortfall won't be sufficient deterrent for Travis County, and defiant new female, really not a sheriff, politician. Abbott, a Republican, has threatened to withhold nearly $1.8 million in the state law enforcement grants following Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez and her decision to buck the state law and no longer honor all jail detainers sought by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A detainer is a request to state and local jails to notify federal agents when they are about to release an undocumented immigrant from custody. This is not a pronouncement of sound public policy. It's a dangerous game of political Russian roulette with the lives of Texans at stake. Now, Abbott wrote that in a letter to Hernandez on Monday. And unless you reverse your policy, your unilateral decision will cost the people of Travis County money that was meant to be used to protect them. Now, of course, Trump also repeatedly vowed during his campaign to cut federal funding for sanctuary cities, a move that he expected to officially confirm, along with a series, and he did today, by way of executive order, and I'll dig that information. Mike, can you pull that up for me? Because those executive orders that I did, the 10 that he's already signed, that was not inclusive. That was done yesterday or the day before. And I need the information on the executive order he did about, let's get rid of some illegals here. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, he said, big day planned on national security tomorrow. Among many other things, we will build the wall. Now, with that, it seems the time has come for many Americans and many of America's liberal cities to, A, get used to policing their streets with smaller budgets, or, B, actually start enforcing laws. Now, you may think it's rude or impolite or whatever to take these people and remove them from the country. It is not. You know, It just isn't. We're here to try to maintain a culture, or what's left of it. You know, we got the lefties in a revolution here trying to supplant this form of government with one of their own communistic, socialistic, give it a name. You know, that's bad enough as it is. And excuse me for saying this, but the la 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 Rista Keistas, or whatever the hell they were. La Raza. I mean, there was a large percentage of the little brown beret communists that were coming up from Mexico and leading the charge against, oh, you people are a bunch of racists and it's not your property anyhow. Excuse me? Really? All right. We'll give it all back to you, but we're going to remove every stick of furniture, every street, every sewer, every power line. We're just going to leave it the way you had it. And by the way, thank you very much. I think now we'll just invade Mexico and take over that entire country. You can have California. I think it's beyond redemption. But at any rate. There's a new sheriff in town, and her name ain't Hernandez. Oh, boy. Do I have any callers? No. 800-313-9443. If you would like to opine, if you think I'm being too nasty, please let me know. Oh, great. Cool. All righty. Is that the Vox.com? Okay. Trump's immigration executive orders, what we know. What we know. On Wednesday, today, President Donald Trump signed an executive order building up security on the U.S.-Mexico border, including directing money to start building his famous wall and increasing immigration enforcement within the interior. Now, later this week, he's expected to sign an order limiting legal immigration to the U.S. for refugees fleeing persecution and visa holders from several majority Muslim countries. Now, suspending refugee admissions sometime this week, likely Thursday or Friday, Trump is expected to sign an order suspending refugee admissions to the U.S. for a certain period of time, possibly a whopping 4 months. Now, this is something the president has broad authority to do. President George W. Bush suspended refugee admissions for 3 months after 9/11, but that would severely disrupt the lives of thousands of refugees in the midst of a global refugee crisis. And again, let me stop and digress here for a second. Just bear with me. We wouldn't be having a refugee problem if we weren't blowing their country literally right out from under their feet, okay? So all you little Lindsey Grahams and you John McCains out there. You know, John McCain, I think somebody showed him his portrait that he has stashed in his attic because he's looking really bad and really old of late. And it makes me so happy to see that. At any rate. Suspending visas from seven majority Muslim countries, Trump is also expected to sign an executive order stopping people from several countries from entering the U.S. on visas. Now, a list of countries reportedly include Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Oh, yeah, that's right. All the countries that have had their, literally, their country blown out from under them. And all majority Muslim countries. Now, these countries don't account for a large portion of entries into the United States, though they do account for a larger portion of refugee admissions. Distinction there. Difference. The visa suspension might last 30 days. While it's possible that a ban that targeted only majority Muslim countries could face a court challenge, current U.S. law and court cases give the president broad authority to restrict immigration from particular countries. Now, there may be other executive orders related to immigration that are also signed this week, and Trump ran on a cracking down on immigration. It's no surprise to anybody. Most people thought it was just rhetoric and he wouldn't do it. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Now, both at the border and the refugees from Muslim immigrants, and it appears that he is making it a priority for his first week in office. Now, the wall, by the way, is the least aggressive part of Trump's executive actions on immigration. So, you know, all you snowflakes out there that kept pushing for illegals to come into the country, you know, Trump has stated repeatedly, you know, there is 175, that we know of, that there's record of, 175,000 of them that committed crimes inside the United States that should have been deported already. 175,000. You know, and I just don't get it, because these globalists, these New World Orderites, the Marxist water carriers out there, they just don't get it, and they don't want to get it, and they don't want to understand what country they're living in. They don't understand the significance of countries having their own cultures. And I'm all for diversity. My God, I love diversity. I want the planet to stay as diverse as possible. So when I go to Japan, it's not going to be like going and visiting Syria. Or if I want to go to Paris, I don't have to worry about my wife, if I had one. I wouldn't have to worry about turning my back and turning around and finding a bunch of Muslims that think that they own the city and that they can bring in their culture and they can spit on and rape and rob and punch whoever they want to, or burn a zillion cars like they've done in Germany. No! Enough! Enough! Stop it, you stupid snowflakes. I don't know. Is there a large swath of planet Earth that has not been populated? Would that be the Antarctic? Okay, pack them a lunch and give them a cold weather sleeping bag and wish them well. You don't have to worry about giving them water. Just give them enough food so they can get down there and survive. And let's see how you snowflakes really do make out in a really cold environment. Look at it this way. You'd never have to melt down. You could stay cold forever. That sounds like a good idea. Man. In any rate. 800-313-9443. Mikey, I keep losing my caller screen here. Well, wait a minute here. Jesse in Nashville. Hello, Jesse in Nashville.
Hey, buddy. How are you tonight?
What's up?
Hey, man. I'm from Texas originally. I've been out here for about 10 years, and I'm very aware of the immigration problem in Texas there. And I just want to make a comment about what you said about the awesome. Well, at first, I'd like to say I really appreciate all that you've done. This is my first time calling in. I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
And I listen to Rivero before you every day, and he's my favorite. But I just want to say that lady there in Austin, it blows my mind that she would want to only deport capital murderers and human traffickers and whatnot, whenever the biggest problem in Texas for a while now has been the people bringing in all kinds of diseases and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind. Not only that, but the fact that if she really cared about Mexico, why would she only want to send the worst of the worst people back? You know, it goes back to that old joke. Why does Mexico never win the Olympics? It's because all the people that could run, swim, or jump already came to America. And it's a reality, though. Like, if you really want them to succeed and you really care about them, why only send the worst of the worst back? Why not send the people that can actually contribute to Mexico, you know?
Well, and Trump is a business guy, and he wants his trade to be fair. Even fair trade, not this free trade that's been cooked up by the globalists or the people that wanted to empty all the jobs out of America. And Trump is a business guy. He would love to have a business relation with Mexico, but a fair one.
Yeah.
And he would like to see their economy build. And Jesse, I don't know if you heard me made the statement that, look, I'm not against Mexicans. I really am not, and I've said repeated. Pull his pot down, please. And I've said repeatedly, that the majority of these people that are coming over are just looking for an opportunity to get a job, because we discovered here, by way of the stop and robs and the money orders, they would come in and ship almost all the money back home for their family. So, you know, I mean, Jesse, saner minds are taking control. And I'm damn glad of it.
I'm telling you what, man, I couldn't be more excited. I just all this stuff just blows my mind. I used to have a friend there in Texas that owned a ranch, and all the people around him, ranchers and whatnot, they all would hire illegals because they were cheaper, and then they would write them a check that only their personal bank could cash, and then they would drive around in this truck that was like a money truck that would literally cash the checks on the ranch. And it's like, how is this okay? You know, like, why don't we give them a reason to succeed instead of giving them a reason to leave their country and their families and all the good people? You know, there's plenty to do all over the world. It's not like America's the only place you can succeed. If you're a hard worker and you give a damn, you can become something and you can take care of your family. You know, they say that like 80 or 90% of all the money that they make here, they send right back to their families over there. And it's just, it's not helping us at all. And the fact that all these sanctuary cities and people are harboring them, it just shows that they just don't give a damn about America.
No, they don't. They care about their own political agenda at the expense of everybody else. And the federal funds that they're sucking in, the federal funds are dispersed to all the states. So other taxpaying people are literally making it possible for these federal grants to go over to the states that are harboring all the sanctuary cities. Not with my dollar, you're not. Excuse me. No. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I can only imagine how much, you know, Trump was talking about taking away the federal funding for these cities that don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine not only how much he would take away, like, from Texas, for instance, if she doesn't comply with Austin, you know, but think about how much richer Texas is going to be whenever they're not paying for babies to be born and federal inmates and state inmates of all illegals that shouldn't be here in the first place.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's going to make Barbara Bush really unhappy, because it's a mandate with the private prisons she's involved with that there be a certain bed capacity that's filled. And what better way to do it than pile it up with people with nonviolent crimes and, oh, that's right, people from other countries that shouldn't be here in the first damn place.
Oh, yeah, that's in my opinion, one of the biggest problems with Texas are the private prison systems. They encourage people to do bad. They encourage to give steeper sentences just because they're going to make more money on them in the long run. And it's just, it's ridiculous. The whole scheme is just that, a big scheme. I pray that he brings them all to their knees and it changes everything.
Well, and Jesse, I made a friend years ago. I don't even know if Abner is still alive. Abner Deathridge used to work for the federal government in the agriculture department, had carte blanche to any congressman's office, any senator's office, and he went to every one of them. He wanted them to sponsor a bill and to get up a trade policy with Mexico that we would agree to buy every drop of oil that Mexico could produce, with the caveat that they skim at least a minimum of 10% off of those profits right off the top to build their infrastructure, to build roads, to build sewer systems, to build water treatment, to build schools, to do all of that. And they would have had millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to do this with. And he was resoundingly rejected. And he said, look, if you don't take care of this problem today, and this was 25, 30 years ago, if you do not take care of this problem today, it will come a day that it will haunt you and it will be a burden on this country, this republic, and its people. And lo and behold, he was absolutely right.
Yeah, he was.
All right, Jesse,
I
thank you for your call, sir.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate all you do. Keep up the good work.
Well, I don't know what we have to do. I don't know what we have to do down here in Texas to get you back out of Tennessee, but we'll keep trying. Thanks.
Well, I may be back now. I appreciate it.
Well, stop by and see me.
I'll do it.
All right. Thanks, Jess. We got to take a break. Lance, Tom, Pat, and Tim, none of you people hang up or I'm going to come visit. That knock on the door might be me going, why the hell did you hang up when I just said you're on the caller queue and you'll be up? All right, let's take the break. We'll be back in three. Smile, Mike. That's gas. Smile.
No reason to get excited. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplements.
I think that should be Donald Trump's White House music. Right here, right now. Why wait another day? And he's not. Lance in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hello, Lance.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, good. You know you're on the air right now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, I first heard about our immigration problem 15, 16 years ago. And I thought of something that I thought would be a simple and inexpensive solution, and I've been waiting over the years to hear somebody talk about it. And I've not heard anything. Maybe I've missed something, but it is this. If it's not illegal, if the law is not already on the books, make it illegal for employers to hire illegal aliens,
uh-huh.
and make that sentence have some prison time with it, you know, something that gets people's attention,
or stiff fine and penalty that they're trying, what they're actually trying to do, because the labor, they don't have to pay benefits and they don't have to, you know, there's a lot of things that they don't have to do, and they do it because it's cheap labor. So if you supplant that with go ahead and hire your cheap labor, when you get caught, you may not get jail time, but guess what? You're going to be fined, and that just circumvented the reason why you hired him in the first damn place.
Right, but I think prison time, I mean, it is they're breaking the law.
Yeah.
And it is a law. What they're doing hurts a lot of people. So if there were some prison time attached to it, and for the companies and corporations that these people were hired to work for, got fined with some fines that had some teeth. Not little fines, but, I mean, some serious fines.
Well, and Lance, you
I think those two things would, you know, it would take care of most of our immigration problem.
You know, and it's funny you should mention that, because I was having a conversation with another gentleman today, and only it was on a different issue. It was on the issue of Hillary Clinton. And we were talking about Comey being retained as the head of the FBI. Well, what better person to be in the catbird seat to know about Clinton and the Clinton Foundation than James Comey? And we were discussing this, and I said, well, I said, there's a couple of different ways that this can be handled. If you heard a couple of months ago about constitutional crisis in this country, and that would mean we would have a constitutional crisis in this country. We delved into Hillary Clinton and Bill and Chelsea's now. Stupid kid got in on it. But at any rate, this is also in with the Bushes and a bunch of other high potent, highfalutin politicians in Washington, D.C. Now, you notice that story dropped right away, but the inference was that, you know, people start going to jail here. We might have a constitutional crisis because we don't have people to fill the seats in Washington, D.C. I said, but look, at the very least, what needs to have happen, because this, you've seen it, probably heard about it, if not seen it yourself. When you go into a courtroom and a judge looks at a defendant and says, well, I'm going to give you the maximum sentence. I need to make an example of you. Now, Comey can have, and the Justice Department, the IG, and whoever else, Donald Trump, can handle this a couple different ways. Set the example, go after Clinton, recharge her, get her into court, get her convicted, and get her butt in jail to send out a signal to the rest of the people to think that, you know, if we went after Clinton and we got her, what makes you think that you're safe? You would see a lot of this good old boy criminality, scratch my back, scratch your back stuff disappear.
But I agree completely.
Well, and I don't know. Do we need an elephant gun here to swat a big fly? Well, it's a big horse fly, and it does hurt when it bites. But do we need to do that to all employers out there? Or we just need to give them a hefty fine to wake them up? And then maybe the next time that they're caught doing it, then we throw them in jail.
Well, you know, I've seen, for example, EPA fines. You know, some corporations have standard policy where they go, you know, it's cheaper to pay the fine than it is to dispose of
Dow
whatever.
Chemical, Detroit, Michigan,
legal.
Crawling down the St. Lawrence or the St. Clair River. The stuff was actually glowing green, and it was discovered that they would just keep paying the federal fine rather than doing the right thing and doing the cleanup and stopping the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper just to pay the fine. That's
yeah.
why I said they need fines that have teeth to them.
I got you.
Know, that'll hurt them.
Yeah.
Not small fines.
By the way, how do you listen to us out there in Coeur d'Alene?
Most of the time I listen to you on the radio.
Okay.
FM 101.5, but that's changed.
Lance, hold on. I'm into commercial. Hold on.
Our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, we're back. Lance, you were saying that was 101 FM, and now it's what?
No, it was 105.
Okay.
There's a man here locally who mm-hmm. has his own transmitter in his home,
mm-hmm.
and he transmits as a public service.
Okay.
And it's not a powerful radio station because he, you know, he doesn't want to go through all the government regulations.
Right.
So he keeps it, you know, the power down low. And he's been there for many years. His name is Deloitte. And he's gone through a lot of trouble. And he's actually been persecuted by the police locally for supporting this radio station in part. But lately, it's 101.5.
Okay.
First, about 6 months ago, a local radio station moved, I don't know where they were before, to 101.7. And in the last couple of weeks, NPR has moved. They started a local, I don't know what you call it, but transmitting locally. It's the little town I live in. Mm. And they're transmitting on 101.3, so they're drowning him out. And I live five blocks away, and I've always gotten excellent reception.
Yeah.
And I can't even hear him anymore.
Yeah. Well, tell him.
And I don't know if this is by accident.
Oh, no, it's not. No, no, it's not. Down here in Texas, this has happened several times. And what they'll do is relax the standard on one radio station and allow them to blast, turn up their power, or if they're a sunset station, kind of ignore that for a few, three, four, five, maybe all night after sunset, and just let them blast. No, it's coordinated. It is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lance,
NPR has been on 89.9 for 15 years plus.
Okay, well, tell him to move to 89 now.
I'm sure he's going to.
Okay,
and,
all right. Well, that's enough information we put out there about our dear friend up there in Coeur d'Alene. All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Lance. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah, I was talking to Mike. There's something that I would dearly like to do. And we need some serious financial backers. But, you know, isn't the idea of satellite radio, isn't that great? But what do we get on Sirius XM? Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and their Patriot Channel 25 brand of, conservative radio. And it's not all that bad, but it's class 101 for those that are trying to wake up out of the stupor of Marxism and socialism in this country. For that, it fits a bill nicely. But it's got its limitations, obviously. What I'd like to do is start a satellite network without the benefit of somebody else's satellite that they could unplug our transponder at will. Or we've got to go through gyrations with contracts and kiss and butts. Have our own satellite up there and have the means to have that blasted into every car radio and every device around the United States. That satellite can have a big footprint and eliminates a lot of hardware. You know, this bothersome radio stations with towers and lightning strikes and tubes burning out and, you know, expensive equipment that you got to maintain some guy on standby to come in and fix stuff when it breaks. I mean, it's massively expensive. But so is putting a satellite in orbit. But once it's up there, yeah. And there is really nothing on Sirius radio outside of a few radio programs on that Patriot 25 channel that's worth listening to. The bulk of it is music. And then you got the lefties up there, and then you got a mix of this and a mix of that. And it's fine, but what a magnificent tool of the 21st century that I would more than eagerly get involved with, and to really make radio. Yeah, we could have some music stations up there, for sure. But more importantly, programming that would educate and have the ability to exchange points of view with a lot of different people with a lot of different philosophies in this country. It would be an immense educational tool. Maybe I can hit the lottery, but that's not gonna quite do it. It's expensive to shoot satellites up there in orbit. At any rate, let me get on with the phone calls here. Tom in Utah, thanks for holding, Tom.
Yeah, John, this is Tom Rogers. I was a guest on Deanna Spingola's program a week ago, Saturday. In other words, on the 14th of January.
Uh huh.
She brought me on to discuss this issue of the manufactured mobile home. Now, I just want to make sure you're sitting down. You're just talking about sanctuary cities. Is that correct?
Correct.
Try this one on for size. Sanctuaries on wheels. In my efforts to expose this poisoning issue that impacts 26 million illegal Americans, the fact that the same instrument is used to shelter some 10 to 20 million illegals, my efforts to get this thing exposed have been suppressed. you know, I was assaulted and lost my sight and teeth and my home after I testified in Congress, and I found out that I was, you know, poking a stick into the illegal immigration situation. Come to find out, now I hate to say this because there's a lot of innocent people that will be somewhat offended or feeling badly, but here in Utah, according to the governor's office, a third of the manufactured mobile homes in Utah are housing undocumented individuals. What happened in 1976, the federal government was approached by Department of Agriculture, Department of Justice, a few other people that stood to benefit, and the HUD, the Housing Urban Development people, were given the regulatory power and jurisdiction over the manufactured mobile home industry. And if you bring a manufactured mobile home to a community, that is still federally protected property. So if you watch the last section of the film, Food Incorporated, the documentary, they didn't realize what they were exposing, but you can see it there. The coyotes are literally delivering the undocumented individuals, their human traffic, to the manufactured or mobile home or the trailer parks owned by IBP, Swift and Company, Springfield Meats, you know, all those packing industries. And the families are dumped into those trailers, and then the individual that was, solicited in Mexico or in Central America, then they walk to the corporation and work there. Those mobile homes are owned by those corporations.
So it's another version. It's another version, Tom, of you're working for the company store.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I don't know if you've had opportunity to look through the information on my website, you know, gassingamerica.com, but actually, you'll see this licensing issue by the federal government in that website. It's I don't make it the major issue in there, but it's there. And because that issue is there, and because that is a factor to hide the undocumented, not just in the sanctuary cities, but anywhere, this issue has been, I've been, you know, denigrated, slandered, and even my credentials have been ripped away from me because they don't want anybody to examine and correct these units, because if you're going to even go to a manufactured or mobile home to fix a poisoning issue, number one, you're going to find out who owns the unit, and number two, you're going to discover who's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, even the sheriff of my community here, as I sit with him, he says, yeah, Tom, you're right. We cannot go in and cause any real mischief. We can't take care of any real problems in the mobile homes because we have no true jurisdiction. And we know that there are 2 and 3 families sometimes housed in these units, packed in like sardines.
Okay, but hold on here, Tom. Now Donald Trump just did the executive order that ICE is going to be able to retain individuals that are here in this country illegally and be able to deport them without doing the revolving door or opening up the back door, arresting them, putting them in a cage for a couple hours, and opening up the door and letting them loose. What about the law enforcement up there?
They have the same pressure. You know, they've been told not to check the credentials of anybody that they arrest, pull over. So I think, you know, just like with this lady down in Texas, they're going to now be either forced to or be freed up to, and I say freed up because most of the law enforcement people would love to be able to actually deliver these individuals to INS.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes their jobs a lot easier. Hey, Tom, I have a person here that's on the other line here at the network that wants to speak to you. And what I'd like to do at this point is take you down and have you talk to Mike here. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Just remember, listeners, that manufactured mobile homes are sanctuary shelter on wheels, or even if they're put on a hard foundation, They are still federally protected property.
All righty. All right, Tam, hang on. Mike's going to take you down here. All right. You got him? Okay, good. Give me before that, give me Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi.
I just had something on my mind and know what name callers. You know, when Clinton was in, he fired all the federal judges, district judges, remember, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was probably elected by it, other than to him, Democrat. And Bush tried to fire five of them, and one of them had only done four cases in 5 years or something strange like that. And they really just really crucified him on that. I'd like to see Trump do that.
Well, and he has the ability to appoint new federal judges, and it's been rumored that he might be replacing about 200 of them.
All right.
Well, and we'll
don't
now
do, what, do anything when they stop it with litigation, just like you know, when Perry defunded that the ethics department for being drunk and fighting the police and all that, and he was taken to court so that he couldn't even run for president. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
And another thing too. Remember Clinton trying to get government-sponsored volunteer corps, AmeriCorps?
Yes.
Well, how'd that work out? I mean, when the government pays somebody to do something, it's not a volunteer.
No, it's
what
not.
What he was trying to do was take all the charities' authority away from them. And let the government run that, because they've got to be in control of everything.
You know, I'd be just happy if the government was satisfied with running their own stuff rather than trying to run all of ours. And I think Pat, you may see this climate change in the near future. But again, let me take this opportunity to remind people that Trump is throwing the monkey wrench in at the federal end. We got a lot of square miles out here. We got the rest of the country, and it's about damn time that people get politically activated here, not for the sake of politics, but for the sake of restoring the constitutional republic. There is a difference.
We need to take out all internationalism, including International Code Enforcement and Animal Control Corporation that's taken over the system.
Well, I got a good way to start that. And Pat, that's taking their power from them, and it's called the International Monetary Fund, the world's bankster gangsters, and it's 12 members operating inside this country, known as the Federal Reserve. You take that little building block out of their foundation, and I guarantee you, they're ripe for failure. Thank you for your call, Pat. I appreciate it. I got to keep moving here. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is a good show tonight. I'm enjoying the callers and the subject.
Yes.
I wanted to mention there was a show that I happened to see. I don't know what year it was from. I can't remember if it was 2015 or 16, but it was on Vice Television. It was called Hate Thy Neighbor. This mixed race guy, he says he's half black, half white. Anyway, it doesn't matter what color, whatever he is. He goes and starts talking to people who are neo-Nazis. And the thing that really bothered me about this was they kept zooming in on the stickers that were on the back of one of the vehicles as the guy's talking. I mean, the guy is, you know, right, straight out neo-Nazi. But the thing was, the camera kept veering towards the back of a vehicle that had Trump and Pence stickers on it. And I said, oh, okay, well, there's a slant right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I already know where Vice is leaning. You know, it's obvious that their political agenda is. But that was the one thing I wanted to mention. But then there's another thing as well. You had another caller, and I don't remember. I think it was Lance in Idaho. He mentioned something about his friend with the radio station.
Right.
There's a magazine that just came out recently. I think it's called American Survival Guide.
Okay.
I think. which and it actually mentions, it actually has as one of its main articles several ways to have your own foolproof communication system, essentially. And I'm not talking strings, you know,
gotcha.
On a string or
gotcha.
Something stupid like that.
Gotcha.
You know, it was a ham radio setup.
Hmm.
And it was, and I thought to myself, well, okay, this is, you know, and it was sort of a one package, you know, one kind of a package deal sort of a thing in a backpack. It had, one of them had four FM transceivers, and I don't remember if it had antenna setups or anything like that, is to use one as a base station.
That brings to mind years ago the guy that I read about that was crawling around the hills of somewhere in California, and he had a self-contained FM transmitter unit. And when he was pinpointed, he would just simply pick up his knapsack and move.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds, you know, I mean, pirate radio or whatever.
Well, and here's the thing about this, Tim. Here's the thing about this, is that most people thought it was the FCC that was the, no, that wasn't the boogeyman. They were being prompted by the National Association of Broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And what they could not stand is the idea that somebody could set up an FM radio station and maintain it for next to nothing, just the energy it would take to run the transmitter. Now, I did right. that down here in Round Rock, and I was pushing out right around 700, 750 watts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the FCC didn't like that idea, but I did ask them on their way into town, were you monitoring my radio? And they go, yeah. Sounds better than anything else on the air. And they wanted in the house to see where the equipment came from. And I told them I declined that. And I said, I don't have a radio station. And they said, well, yes, you do. And I said, no, I don't have a licensed radio station, so that precludes you. Well, that's the reason why we're here. They got really indignant about it. But the problem was that the National Association of Broadcasters didn't like the idea that they're spending millions of dollars on their high-power towers, all this, and all the payroll and the technicians, and somebody could put up a radio station that they could just leave on and walk away from. That was the National Association of Broadcasters that were pushing the FCC on this deal. And we, down here, I was very careful not to step on anybody else's frequency. As a matter of fact, I only had about a 75-foot mast, and I was down kind of in a little depression here on the planet. So that maybe I came up to zero elevation, but it went out solid for a good 10 miles. But they see, they couldn't stand that because, well, that's not what the program, you needed to be licensed. But as long as I wasn't interfering with anybody else's ability to license and contract, I don't interfere with their operations, why the hell do you mind what I'm doing? I'm just trying to save the Republic. You money grubbers and complainers can go fly a kite. Tim, I've got to run.
Okay.
I thank you for your call. This is how stupid things are getting. Mexican steals a truck, shows up at Sebastian County Sheriff's, and the question she wanted to ask the county sheriffs, is this truck been reported stolen? I kid you not, Fort Smith. A woman is in jail after she reportedly stole a truck in Jonesboro, drove it to the Sebastian County Sheriff's Office, and asked if it was reported stolen, according to the arrest record. Adriana Salas, 26, was arrested late Tuesday, that was just yesterday, on suspicion of felony theft by receiving of more than $5,000, according to the Sheriff's Office. The arrest report states Salas showed up at the Sheriff's Office and asked the dispatcher if the truck she was driving was stolen. A deputy arrived to speak with Salas, ran the truck information in a crime database, and found it was reported stolen out of Jonesboro. The deputy read Salas her Miranda rights and asked her how she obtained a truck. She explained to the deputy she stayed in Jonesboro for a week with a friend. The two got into a fight and she stole his truck and headed to Fort Smith. After explaining that Salas slightly changed her story and told the deputy the truck wasn't registered to her friend but another man, Salas continued explaining she showed up at the sheriff's office because her cell phone died while traveling, and once it was charged, she received a text message from the registered owner stating that the truck was reported stolen. The deputy then asked Salas if she wanted to call her friend to find out if this was a misunderstanding. She reportedly responded by telling the deputy her friend wouldn't be able to get in touch with the registered owner because they were asleep. She was subsequently arrested and remained Wednesday, today, in the Sebastian County Detention Center in lieu of a $7,500 bond. The charges she faces, Class C felony, punishable by 10 years in prison and a fine of $10,000 or less, according to Arkansas statute. Really, really smart. Now, does she sound like a first Class A murdering criminal? No. But she is an illegal, got caught stealing a truck. She will be interred, and hopefully she will be deported, handed over to ICE. Amazing, amazing stuff. Folks, I didn't mention this yesterday, but we are doing a pledge drive for the network, and we need your help. I'm optimistic for 2017, but optimism doesn't pay the bills. We got half of the station funding now through advertising, and that's good, and I hope that increases, and I'm working toward that in this coming year. That increases, but right now, we need your help. I'm not a dumb guy. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, self-admittedly, but I'm not the dullest one either. If I had the proper financial backing, there is no limit that I could not accomplish in the communications industry. But for right now, we need to maintain what we were doing. I'm still looking for that rich guy out there that doesn't know what the hell to do with their money and wants to do something nice before they shuffle off this mortal coil. I've yet to have somebody die and leave me a crap load of money when they know they have relatives that they can't stand and they wouldn't want them to see them have the money anyhow. That hasn't happened. So for right now, we haven't done a pledge drive since last September. I think it was late September. And I wasn't going to ask you fine folks out there because I knew the holidays were coming up and I knew a lot of people were strapped for cash. But now is the time. We're in 2017. We're getting our second breath. We didn't have to shut the network down. We didn't have to run from Hillary Clinton or any of her badged agency minions. And she was intent on shutting down the alternative media. There are still plans going through the internet and companies to do exactly that. Did you post that story about the 200 that they won't release? What company was that? Google. They have 200 websites that they have eliminated off of Google. And thousands more that were really true ripoffs and all that. The story is up on Republic Broadcasting. I apologize, I didn't have time to cover that story today. But now is the time, folks. Give us a call here. Let your irrational exuberance over Mr. Trump taking presidency. We got a lot of work to do to restore the states, folks. Help us stay here in the fight to do exactly that. I plan on getting a whole hell of a lot more active in this year. A lot more. So call us at 800-724-2719. Just hit the button, extension 3, talk to Mike. Make a nice donation. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and this is for PayPal. Republicbroadcasting.org, and all. You don't have to be a member of PayPal to do this. As long as you have a credit card or a debit card, you can take advantage of that. Make a donation. There's many credit cards that we accept and debit cards. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Top of the page, donate button. Make a nice donation. If you want to send in check, money order, or cash wrapped in foil, we don't care. Our address is up there. RBN 2251. Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Make the donation today, folks, please. We're struggling, and I don't want to struggle. I want to get on with the work in hand. Still looking for that Mr. Moneybags out there. Mr. Deep Pockets and goes, you know what? Those people are on the right track, and they need help. But in lieu of that, we need you personally to donate today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.